Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, you, what up? How you doing? Thanks for rocking with me today. Thanks for joining me today. I truly appreciate you. I want to do something special for you today. I'm going to share, this might get me in trouble, don't tell my publisher, but I'm going to share a little bit of principle number 3 called Demand Your Worth from my new book, Protect Your Peace. It comes out in less than 2 weeks. If you're listening to this before March 5th, if you're listening to it after, it's already out. Go get it. And listen, this is not the audiobook, by the way. The audiobook will be a whole different experience that will come out later on in the year. I'm working on that currently. But this book is changing so many lives. And the reason I say that is because I've had 2 people that I've let read copies of the book early. And the first person said, Trent, I've never read a book in my life, and I can't put this book down. The second person said, I'm on page 53. I'm like reading the text right here. I'm on page 53. And I've already made so many changes to my life. This book has already changed my life in 53 pages. So I can't wait for y'all to get it. We have a lot of cool stuff around. If you're listening to this before March 5th, I mean, we have a sponsorship from Protect Your Peace Cabin. So even follow it, even after. So we do a lot of giveaways to the Protect Your Peace Cabin. So even follow at Protect Your Peace Cabin on Instagram. Let's get into this, okay? Principle number 3, demand your worth. We have countless ways of calculating our status. Wealth, relationships, job titles, social media followers, the homes we live in, and the cars we drive, and 1,000 other things. But all of these things rely on the opinions of others. They've got nothing to do with your actual worth, which was given to you at birth. It's really that simple. You are 101. Okay, told you I'm gonna do something different. I wanna stop here and I wanna talk about this really quickly. And I think this might be Monday's episode podcast where I touch on this even more about opinions. Listen, I wanna ask you this question. Is your life being guided by the opinions of others? All right, we talk about pace so much this year. Is your pace being guided by the opinions of others? Is your life being influenced by the opinions of others? And be real. Don't be like, oh, no, it's not. Be real. Because I know so many people live in this place where opinions is driving their life. Opinions is driving how they show up on social media. Opinions is driving how they show up for themselves in real life. So many people, which are reading this book, are professional people pleasers. So many people want to please the opinions of others. And what makes it even crazy is that not just those that you love, like I get that, but a lot of us, we're victims to pleasing people that we don't even know. People online, people at our work, like that we really don't even know. We care so much about what other people think. And I want to tell you this. The thing that I know has changed my business, has changed my life, is I stopped caring about what other people think. And I'm not saying it in a negative way where I don't listen to anybody. I'm not saying that. But I stopped considering opinions that I knew really didn't want the best for my life. Like I really stopped that. Like I asked myself this question. I'll tell you to ask yourself right now. Like, well, you're going to die. Make that statement. You're going to die one day. Long, long time away from now, you're going to die. And the question is, though, are you going to live? That's the question I ask myself. Are you really living? Are you going to live? And most people, they don't live their life doing what they were called to do because they've allowed opinions to influence how they show up for themselves. You know what I mean? How they show up in this world. And so, like, just think about that. Like, living your whole entire life for someone else, not in a positive way, but for someone else, I know you want to live for your kids and your spouse and all these people, right? Of course, you want to live for yourself first and make sure you're doing the things to fill your own cup so you can be able to give to them efficiently and effectively. But it's like, are you being guided by things that don't matter? Like, are you buying that thing because you care about what people think of you? Are you living outside your means because you care about what people think of you, right? Are you not doing the thing that's in your heart because you care about what people think of you? Like, that's a conversation that you need to have with yourself. And we'll have a deeper conversation on that on the next podcast. Let me get back to this book. I need you to understand something. And listen to this. Who you are has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. You see, you are a miracle. The odds that you will be born are so astronomical that the mere fact you are here and able to read this book, it's like winning the lottery every day for your whole life. When you realize how rare you are, you will start to see that your worth is just as rare. And it's something nobody can take away. You were created with the intention that you would be a light, and it's time to let it shine. My favorite Bible verse is Jeremiah 29:11, because it's such a strong reminder of just this. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. For me, this prosperity, this God-granted future, starts with worth. I know we talk about this all the time, and you heard it before. Know your worth, then add tax, all that, which is great. But how do you really discover your own worth? Where does it live? What is your self-esteem connected to? Social media, the news, your parents, your significant other, or possibly an ex, your friends, your job, or your boss, your past? Does it really come from inside of you? Or is someone else pulling the strings in your life and acting as your puppet master? Take it from me. You don't have to be anything different than what you already are in order to make a difference. I want to stop there for a second. And I want to really have you think about that line. You don't have to be anything different than what you already are to make a difference. Am I telling you not to grow and change? Am I telling you to stay who you are? I'm not saying that in that line. What I'm telling you is that some of us think that we're not enough. Some of us think we have to trade in our identity for popularity. We have to trade in our identity. Yes, we have to change and grow. Yes, we have to become better at times. But the root of who you are is enough. Like, who God created you to be is enough. And I'll tell you that. When you truly embrace who you are fully, like truly embrace the essence of you. I get fired up about this, y'all, because I see so many people that don't do it. I see so many people wear a mask. I see so many people feel like they're not enough. I see so many people become a shell of themselves. I see so many people shrink. And I see it and it breaks my heart because they think that they're not enough. But like, when you realize that I don't have to be anything different, this is how I changed my life in this industry. I realized that I can just be me. I showed up as me, and now I've inspired millions of speakers across the world, thousands of influencers to show up as themselves. I give myself credit for that because I know how it is when somebody says you're not enough. I know how it is somebody, oh, you got to change to fit in. I know how it is when somebody tells you that, oh, who you are, you know, it's just not going to work for this industry. It's just not going to work. No. I said, this is who I'm going to be. And I'm not talking about the negative side of me. I'm talking about the true side of me. And I get fired up about this because so many of us, we think we're not there because there's something wrong with us. Use it as something wrong with us because we haven't embraced the everything that's right with us. Like, you are right. And I'm not telling you like to keep living a life that's destructive. I'm not saying that. But who you are at your core, like, that's who God created you to be. And I know you hear that and it sounds so like inspirational and motivational, but it's so true. And when you truly embrace that, you create power in your life. You walk with power. And when you create power, you have this confidence that strengthens the magnet I talk about so much in this book. But that fires me up. So I wanted to just stop there because you don't have to be anything different than what you already are in order to make a difference. You can make a difference. You can make a difference today. You can make a difference right now. I promise you, you can. It might not be this huge difference that changes your bank account or changes your follower count or changes your, you know, your influence to everybody else around you, but you can make a difference today. You can literally make something better today. I promise you. You can go to the job that you hate or that you love and you can make it better. You can make your coworker's day better today. You can go to the school. You can go with your, you can make it better. And so many of us, we think we don't have the resources to actually make something better. No, you're very resourceful. Dive within yourself and make something better today. Like, it starts there. Okay, my bad, man. I just get fired up about this. Let me get back to this book. You don't have to be anything different than what you already are in order to make a difference. You are worthy already. You don't need someone else's platform. Woo. All right, listen up. Listen up to this. I'm trying to tell you, man. You don't need someone else's platform when you realize you are the platform. I know I keep taking breaks in this book, but I want to just talk to you, man. Some of us, we begging for a platform. We begging for an opportunity. And I understand about networking. I get it. I understand about, you know, this person can put you on. I'm not saying that they can. I'm not saying that they can't help you. But stop begging for a platform. Stop begging for somebody to do something for your life. You go do it. You be the platform. You might say, well, Trent, did you? Yes, I did. I built my own community. I built my own platform. I stop begging. I stop chasing. I say, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm enough. I can figure this out. I'm going to play for the long game. I know I can impact some lives. I know I can make a change. And that's what happened over time. I stopped asking to be on somebody's platform. I stopped being in the inbox and saying, oh, can you put me on this? Can you put me on that? And I said, no, I put myself on. Because God got me. And that's the same with you. Like, go put yourself on. Stop waiting on somebody to do something for your life. It's your life. You got to do it. You got to set the tone. All right. Calm down, Trent. Protect your peace. All right. You don't need someone else's platform when you realize you are the platform. I was rejected by platform after platform until I stood on my own. Knowing who you are will allow you to stand firm in your worth and live in peace, even when external circumstances are unfavorable. This is a critical component in the protect your peace prescription and a necessary skill to protect your energy. In fact, knowing your worth is the single biggest difference between where you are and where you deserve to be. I got to talk about that. I'm going to read that again for you. Knowing your worth is the single biggest difference between where you are and where you deserve to be. Some of us think that it's something outside of us is the biggest thing. No, it is really knowing your worth. As we said in this book, demand your worth. It's really knowing. We're going to talk about this in a second. I'm going to read it to you. But like, it's really knowing your worth and standing on that. Like, it's, you think that it's some connection that you don't have, right? You think it's some skill that you don't have. And I'm not saying those things don't help. But where you deserve to be, I'm going to tell you, you deserve to be in a better place. But I also say you deserve to be where you're settling for too. But you do deserve better. There is better for your life. I promise you that. But you have to start knowing your worth. And knowing your worth, sometimes saying no to good so you can say yes to great. Knowing your worth and say, oh, you know what? The opportunity is really good. I'm going to tell you right now, I see so many people that never get to where they deserve to be because they truly don't know their worth and they accept less time after time after time. They accept opportunity that they don't deserve, that's not favorable to their value, favorable to their worth, and they accept it because they think that as long as I accept anything, then it's better than nothing. You got to break that mindset. Like, that is the worst recipe for knowing your worth, y'all. I'll just say this, and I don't even know if I talk about this in the book, but here you go, some extra credit. I believe one of the worst recipes when it comes to like really knowing your worth is saying that a little is better than nothing. That's not true when it comes to your worth and your value. Because what you're teaching yourself, there's people out there that says, well, I'd rather get treated like trash than not get treated like anything at all. I'd rather have a relationship that sucks than be in no relationship. I'd rather take an opportunity that's way less than my value than have no opportunity at all. There's times in your journey from a business perspective, right? For me, right? I determine my worth not by a price tag, but is it in alignment? You'll read this in the book, Internal Alignment. Is it in alignment with my principles? Like I'm going today to go speak at a school. I'm actually going to surprise a teacher. She has me for Black History Month on her door. She has no idea. Like, somebody sent me this picture. Y'all see it on the internet soon, so I'm going to record it. She has no idea. I'm going to pop up on her and just say thank you for supporting me. Thank you for thinking that, you know, valuing me. That's in alignment with my value. That's in alignment with my worth. Now, there's times where people try to bring me into a speaking engagement and they try to lowball me. And I say no, because I know that that's not in alignment of my worth. And so I'm not going to, even if they pay me a lot, if it's not in alignment of my worth, I'm still settling. So I think about alignment with my worth. That's a whole different topic. But the truth is, some of us, we think that as long as it's something, then it's better than nothing. That is a perfect sign that you really don't know your worth. Because when you know your worth, you stand on business, you stand on your principles, you stand on your value. Because you know, every time you settle for less, you cheapen yourself, right? You tell people how to treat you by what you accept. Okay, let me get back to this book. Whew, I can't wait for y'all to get this book, man. Knowing your worth is the single biggest difference between where you are and where you deserve to be. If you find there's a difference between those two things for you, then lean in. The foundation. Now, I'm talking about right here, the foundation for knowing your worth. It's very powerful, y'all. Like, nobody in the world has explained it like this ever. If you take Self-Worth Mastery, which will be coming up very soon, you actually went through the process and the foundation of, like, what is worth? So I want to just talk about this for a little bit. Okay. The first step towards a solid understanding of your worth is to build a strong foundation for it. And that starts with acceptance. Whew. When I hit rock bottom and spent years digging into my root issues, I discovered that this was the main thing preventing me from moving forward. I didn't accept myself. Take note, the key word there is I. And let's stop right there. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Do you truly accept yourself? Like, flaws and all, mistakes and all, like, you truly accept you? You know, and I always tell people, like, of course you want to be a better version of yourself. But in order to be a better version of yourself, you got to accept who you are. I always say the first step to elevation, right, is appreciation. Appreciation for who you are, appreciation for your life. Like, some of us, can I be real with you? Like, a great cue to accept yourself and a great, like, idea that I would present to you is, like, man, some of you have been behind the eight ball since you've been born. It's been hard for you for, like, a long time. It was really unfair. And so you have to accept those things and give yourself some self-grace. You got to give yourself self-grace. Every single day, you got to give yourself self-grace, because if your measuring stick is perfection, you're going to live a very hard life. You're going to always feel like you're not worthy. You're going to always mask things and feel like you need things to make you feel better about yourself, right? So you got to be able to accept yourself. All right, let me get back to this book. It didn't matter what other people thought of me, and it doesn't matter what other people think of you. Acceptance means you are good with you. exactly who you are right now in all aspects, positive and negative, not just when you're at your best, but also when you're at your worst. Now, here's the key point. Once you're able to accept yourself, you can also accept your past. And once you accept your past, you can also let go and create a new future for yourself. At that point, you're no longer a prisoner of your past, no longer in the prison of outside opinions, no longer in the prison of failure. You have fully accepted yourself. You take the power away from others in order to control your own narrative. That's the magical pivot right there, from a past that was controlled by others to a future that's controlled by you. At that point, you're no longer controlled by perceived limitations. Instead, your life will be guided by your aspirations. That is such an important thing to realize. And I know this is true because I work with thousands over the last 15 years. So many of us were controlled by our perceived limitations, meaning that it's the limitations that aren't really real. It's the limitations that we put on ourselves. It's the limitation that the past put on us. You will learn in this book about the past lenses and the future lenses. And when I talk about shift your perspective and the power of perspective. But how would your life change right now for yourself if your life was being guided by your aspirations? Like the life that you know you can live, the life that you want to live, the person you want to be. Like, what if that was guiding your life? And is it guiding your life right now? Or is your life being guided by limitations that's kept you in a box, that's kept you from knowing your worth? I mean, how would life change right now if you said, I'm going to allow myself to be guided by my aspirations, who I want to be, what I want to do, what I want to create, how I want to show up? What if your life was guided by that, not by this is who I am, this is who I was, this is what I can't do, this is what I can't be? It's such a powerful shift. Let me get back to this book. That's what happened for me. Once I've accepted where I was coming from, I could accept where I was. And that gave me clarity on my direction. That took me to the second step of my self-worth foundation, confidence. The more I accepted my own abilities and qualities, the more self-assurance I found in myself. The same will happen for you. True confidence is a reflection of knowing your worth. I'm gonna repeat that. True confidence is a reflection of knowing your worth. It isn't about being liked. It's being content whether you're liked or not. Reach that point and your foundation will be earthquake proof. And it's so true, my friend. I'm gonna say a lot of my life, but there was a time in my life where I cared so much to be liked. And I wrote this in the spoken word, why? To impress people who can care less about my life. And it's so true. Some of us, we care so much to be liked, and that's why we never do the thing that we love. We never do the thing that's meant in our heart to be, because we want everybody to like us, everybody to agree with us. And I'm not telling you to be some, you know, controversial person. Like, I'm not telling you to be that. What I'm telling you is to be who you are. Everybody's not going to like you, and it's okay. That's not going to happen. A lot of people don't like who I am. A lot of people can't stand me. I've gotten inboxes. Nobody's actually told me to my face, but, and hopefully nobody does. But I've gotten, you know, oh, Trent, I've gotten that. But it doesn't bother me because I'm not living my life to be liked. I'm living my life to do what's right. And doing what's right is going to look wrong to other people. Doing what's right is going to look not right to other people. And so you got to get to that point in your life where it's like, man, I don't care about being liked no more. Like, I got to do what's best for me. I got to do what's best for my life. I got to do what's best for my mission. And that's when that self-worth becomes earthquake proof, because the biggest thing that shake our foundation of worth, I'm going to just be real with you, it's allowing people to control how you feel about yourself. Like, that's facts. Let's move forward. Status versus worth. This is huge, 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 huge. Okay. To be clear, I'm talking about you knowing your worth. I said it before, but it's worth repeating. When other people see how great you are, that's status. Sure, that can feel good, but it's all external. Status may put a band-aid over your insecurities, but it won't fill the void that is created when you forget that you were given worth at birth. The status the world gives you, trust me, y'all, it can be taken away in a blink of an eye. The real goal is for you to know your own worth and step on how great you already are. Real worth can't be taken away. This is so important because, like, I wanted to pause. This is important because I see, and I've been here before, where we determine our worth by our status, our titles, our position in society, our bank account, and we think I'm worthy because I have these things. I'm a somebody because I have these things. And that's not the truth, because those things can be taken away. When the football was taken away from me, I lost myself. I lost my quote unquote worth because all my worth was put into that, was put into status. And so you have to be able to separate yourself from that. So me right now, I have a lot of status. A lot of people know me, but I separate myself from that. I don't allow people knowing me and people coming up to me and, you know, the finances and the followers and the business. I don't allow that to determine that I'm a somebody. I'm a somebody because that's how God created me to be. That's the foundation for me knowing my worth. I'm not gonna say I don't care about the status. I appreciate the status. I've worked hard to be where I'm at. But at the same time, I know if the status was ever taken away, yeah, it would hurt, it would suck, but I wouldn't lose myself because I know who I am without that. And so I've separated my identity and my worth from that. And a lot of people make the mistake of not doing that. So what do? They keep going to seek the status. They need more, the prison of more, the disease of more. They need more of this, more of that, how people feel about them, where I am in my finances, where I'm in my follower count, how many likes I have on videos, how many friends I have in my circle, how popular I am at work. All these things are determined how you feel about yourself. Let me get back to this, because I'll speak about that for 2 hours. I coach youth football now, and I talk to my players about this all the time. Sometimes I hear them call themselves losers after taking a single loss. I have to remind them that one game is a moment, and their worth isn't tied to winning or losing one game. That one loss affects their team status in a temporary football league. It's not a measure of who they are as individuals. It's the same for you. Your circumstances shouldn't be the foundation of your self-esteem. Whether we're talking about a loss in a football game or something else that didn't break your way, these are all external factors. Every team, no matter how hard they train, will eventually come up against a team that's bigger, faster, and more skilled. Maybe you had your own share of things not going your way. A job opening that went to someone else. A romantic partner who left you for someone else. All external factors. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't hurt. When my NFL dreams came tumbling down, I went through hell, y'all. But once I found my acceptance, my confidence came back. And then I connected with my worth in a way nobody could touch. So why live this life ignoring what truly matters by chasing what doesn't serve you? The world, listen to this, please. The world can't give you what God already gave you. That's a bar. The world can't give you what God already gave you, my friend. You hear me? Like, do you really hear that? The world can't give you what God already gave you. Your internal peace and your inherent worth are more valuable than anything the external world has to say about you. When you truly get that, I'm no longer reading, I'm talking to you. When you truly get that, that's when the major shift happens. When you truly understand that truth, like, the world can't give you what God already gave you. And the mistake that a lot of us make, we're searching in the world for something that the world doesn't have. Right? The world doesn't have your worth. The world doesn't have your true value. But we think that it does because maybe we don't want to face ourselves, or maybe we don't want to dive down to the root issues, or maybe we think that, oh, it's something wrong with me, so the reason my life isn't where it should be is because of something that I don't have in my life. And I often tell people that's not the case, because when you go get it, whatever you're chasing, I promise you, once you get it, the things that you didn't deal with, the things that you ignore, the things that you try to mask, will still be there. It will still be there. I want to be clear on this, though. Back to the book. I'm not telling you to settle and stop thriving. Go for it all. There's nothing wrong with achieving more and taking your life to higher heights. Just be clear on what you're striving for and why you're striving for it. If it's status you're after, you're never going to have enough of it. If it's the greater manifestation of your own true being, though, then that's a whole different thing. That's the future and the purpose God is talking about in the verse from Jeremiah that I quoted earlier. You're worth it, not because of what you achieve, but because of who you are. And my most popular quote lately that everybody's been saying, and I want you to say it right now. Say, I'm worth it. Say it. Come on, friend. Say it with me. I'm worth it. I've been worth it. And I will forever be worth it. I tell myself that every day. It's a reminder of literally this principle in the book, Demand Your Worth. It's a reminder for me to live in my worth. It's a reminder for me to not settle for less in my life. Because we're human beings, right? The opportunity to settle is all around us every single day. But when you remind yourself and you're confident in your worth because of those two things, you accepted yourself and you have confidence in yourself, you will start to say those things and believe it. I'm worth it. I've been worth it and forever be worth it. And that's your reminder to demand your worth and stand on your worth. And I want to just say, I'm proud of you. You know, I don't know you personally, but I'm proud of you for everything you survived through, everything that you've been through. And hopefully today, one influences you to go get the book because it's such a powerful book. It's such an easy read, y'all. Easy, powerful read. As I told you before, a person that's never read a book said they can't put this book down. But it's such a purposeful and meaningful read. And I wanted to create a book that wasn't some guide of how to live life, wasn't some thing of like all these steps and all the stuff that most people don't do anyway. I wanted to create a masterpiece that influenced you to develop your own prescription of what you need for your peace and for your life. And the feedback that I'm already getting is that people are doing exactly that. So if you say you're not a reader, this book is something you still should read. And I know it's going to change your life in such a major way. Such a major way, those nine principles. So you go to trentshelton.com/book to get it. Or you can just go to Amazon or to your local bookstore if you're listening to this after March 5th. And I just want to say thank you. You know, thank you for your time. Thank you for support. I want to make sure, like, you know that. Like, I appreciate you, like, taking time out your day to press play, to listen to my podcast, to share it online and tag me at Trent Shelton Podcast, at Trent Shelton. Go tag me. Make sure you follow the cabin at Protect Your Peace Cabin too, because not just the sponsorship that they're doing for the book, but throughout the year, like, I give back to my supporters. Like, I do random, like, giveaways to stay at the cabin. You know, and the cabin is beautiful. Like, you'll read about it in the book. It's incredible place of peace. The energy is just amazing. And so make sure you follow at Protect Your Peace Cabin. So, you know, you have a chance. You know, I love to be able to bless you and your friends and your family, like, to have that experience. So who knows, it might be you. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you for continuing to give me the energy and giving me the confidence to do what I do. Like, when you share it, when you hit me up and say, Trent, I needed this, or you meet me in person, like, those moments are so valuable that I can't even put words to it. It's the moments that when I don't feel like doing something, I think about you. I'm like, you know what? Somebody needs this today. You guys are my energy, my engine. And I want to say thank you. I appreciate you. And as always, protect your peace, protect your life, protect your soul, protect your mind, protect your energy, and go live your best life. Make the world respect your greatness like this year. Like, this is the year where you make the world respect your greatness. This is the year where, you know, and I'm saying this the year because someone's forgot already that the commitments that we made to ourselves, like, this is still the year that you go get your best life. You know, no matter what's going on this year, no matter how hard it is, no matter how easy it is, like, this is still your year. Make it your year. You know, lock back in. So I'll talk to you soon. I appreciate you. Share this. If you feel this, go share this with somebody you love. And most of all, just apply what you heard, man. Like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself. Once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it. Hey, y'all, what's up? I'm super excited to share this with y'all. I need like a drum roll. I need like a band. But listen, this podcast, the Straight Up Podcast, is now a part of the Growth Day Network. I told y'all, man, we turn it up this year. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, purpose to the world, impact to the world, and to support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about purpose. It's all about power. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends, one of my homies is on this network also, and I need you to go subscribe to their show, The Boss Bay Podcast. I'm sure you already heard of it, but if you haven't, here you go. Natalie and Danielle are amazing. The interviews are amazing. Their strategies are amazing. If you're about that growth life, The Boss Bay Podcast will grow your life, like straight up. I know you're going to love them. I know you're going to love the show. Go check it out. Go subscribe today, and you will not regret it. Let's get it.